The divine host.
The three-letter word for that would be
God.
Okay. And do you know the first four books of the New Testament?
I don't suppose so. I know Genesis and.
Okay. How about something, Mark, Luke, and something else?
Yeah, Mark, Luke, and John, and Matthew, and.
Uh huh. Okay.
Or I don't know, John 1 and John 2 and.
I just had to have you say Matthew and John, okay? And if a person goes beyond high school, where would he go?
College.
And he would go to get more.
Further their education.
Mm-hmm. And before I came over here today, I was talking with a woman over here who, in that place we have a lot of books.
Post office. Oh, you was at the library. That's just a recent addition to Claremont.
I like that. Did you ever go over there?
I think it's been here since 79, maybe.
It's a nice place.
I was librarian there for pretty near a year.
Yeah, I like that. Now, you have the relationship between your brother and your son would be. He would be
uncle,
and okay, there'd be
nephew.
Uh-huh. And your brother's wife would be your son's
aunt.
Okay. Do you remember many of the teachers you had when you were growing up? Were they mostly men or?
No, they were mostly female. We had one man teacher when I was a kid, and he was really a dandy fella. I was only second grade, but we sure adored Mr. Gibney.
And the opposite of a man would be a
woman.
Okay. And did they have names for women teachers? Did they call them anything special, or was it just teacher?
Mrs.
I see. Okay.
There was Miss Jones and Mrs. Beale.
So,
I don't know.
So most of them were married or
no,
single?
That's just kind of a half and half deal.
I see. Okay. Now we're pretty much done with that part of it. I'd like to have you tell me a little about a house that you remember. Sort of, we'll talk a little about things in the house. First of all, which is the first house you remember?
My parents' home.
How big was that house? And maybe you can create sort of a word picture or tell me about some of the rooms in it.
Well, I remember a living room,
mm-hmm.
a kitchen, and a large bedroom. Seems like all of us, except maybe for Henry, had a bed in that bedroom. I know my oldest sister did. And Wallace slept there, and Frank, and I suppose Udell, because he was younger than Frank. And then Henry, somehow or another, acquired a building for a bunkhouse. And it wasn't long, Frank and Udell moved to the bunkhouse, Henry and Frank and Udell. I remember one night I suppose moving around in my sleep. I reared up and come down in Mom's face, and she gave me a thorough scolding, and Francis said, "Come over here, babe, I won't scold."
So you all slept in the same bedroom?
Yeah.
Huh. Amazing. How did you keep the place warm in the winter?
Hardly.
Time? You didn't. How did you try to keep it warm?
Well, we had coal stoves is all.
Mm-hmm.
Had a cook stove and a heater in the living room.
Mm-hmm.